You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and to remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I'm joined by Ashley from Ashes Lashes. This lady is incredible. If you haven't seen her reels, get yourself on Instagram and go and have a laugh because she's brilliant. She's so passionate about motivating others, manifesting her goals and achieving her dreams. She runs her own salon and she's currently studying to be an educator in her field, and she's got some banging book recommendations. I hope you all enjoy this episode as much as I did.
Hello, my name's Ashley. I'm 27. I'm mother to Jeannie Rose, who's 19 weeks on Wednesday. And I've got two businesses, Ashes Lashes, which has been going on for 7 years. So I'm a lash specialist. And I've got my own salon with two other girls called Copper Rose, which has been going on for 2 years this weekend.
Amazing. I didn't realise you had two. I thought it was just Ashes to Lashes.
So Ashes Lashes is just sort of my thing. So that's my lash. I've been lashing since I was 20-year-old. So yeah, 7 years this year.
Ashes Lashes, not Ashes to Lashes.
No, just Ashes Lashes.
Do you know what that is? Ashes to Ashes. It's, isn't it that place where you do, like, the jewellery, where they change ashes to glass, that's it. Yeah. No association whatsoever to your last specialist.
Not into jewellery.
So what? Go on. So you do that, and then how did the hairdressing start?
So I did my lashes. So I started my lashes at 20-year-old. I was a legal secretary at the time, and I sort of needed like a side hustle to get a bit more money. And I was like, right, I'd got my lashes done, that was it. My friend did my lashes, and I thought she was just going to do like party lashes, you know, like the sort of cheap 10-minute thing. I was going on holiday, and she lives in Redcar, and she did my lashes, and I was like, oh, what are these? And she was like, well, they're semi-permanent lashes. And I was like, never heard of these before. Obviously, like, this was 2014. It wasn't really a thing. Yeah. Sort of, if you didn't go to beauty salons and see beauty therapists, you wouldn't know about lash extensions. Anyway, I sort of got them done and I was like, I really like these. And I said to her, like, do you mind if I sort of look into doing it myself, like, in my area? And she was like, don't be daft, it's fine. So I cracked on doing the course, did that, and left the solicitors, went full-time with it, but also did a full-time degree. So I was thinking, right, I'm going to be a primary teacher. So I was doing my lashes, did the degree, and whilst I was doing the degree, my friend Hannah, she does nails. So every sort of 3 weeks, I'd do her lashes, she'd do my nails. Yeah. We had that little trip going on. It was great. And she'd always been like, go to me, oh, do you not want to open a salon? Like, do you not want to just like sack off the teaching and open the salon? And I was like, Hannah, I'm doing my degree. Like, I want to be a teacher. But sort of like, as I was going on with the degree, I was like, yeah, like, why am I going to sort of close my business sort of thing to sort of work more hours for less money, be dictated when I can and can't be off, obviously school holidays and things. Like, it just didn't seem logical to sort of pack it in at that time. So I said to her, I was like, right, okay, I'll consider like getting a salon. So I finished my degree, and to be fair, I absolutely loved it. Like, I got a first. I'm an absolute nerd. Like, when
what in? What did you do it? What did you do with your teach your degree in?
Education studies. So right. I sort of I wanted to go initially into primary, and then I have been thinking, like, eventually, like, maybe when I'm 45, 50, I don't know yet, I might go into sort of university lecturing. That's why I went for that degree, because it sort of I wasn't just stuck with primary, stuck with secondary.
Yeah.
I can sort of branch out anywhere. So yeah, I finished that 2018 with the first little nerd. And then I said, Hannah, I was like, right, just give me a sort of 6 months breather, because it was so intense. Like, I was doing volunteering, I was doing my lashing full time, I was doing my degree, and I just need to sort of not think of anything for a while. And then 2019, so that was like 2 years ago, at the start of the year, I was like, right, okay, like, we'll consider getting a salon. So that's where Copper Rose was born. So me and Hannah sort of went in together, and we got like a little salon. It was sort of tiny, like, little space, just just like, we knew it wasn't going to be long term. We just thought that this is perfect for now. So there was me and Hannah, and then we got Amy in. So Amy does hair, and because it was like a hairdressing section available to rent, so she sort of rent that space from us. And we had like an amazing year, just sort of in our little salon. And then obviously coming up after a year, lockdown happened. So it was like, oh shit, where do we go from here? And I'd found out I was pregnant sort of around this time last year as well.
So she got real last March.
It's sort of like, obviously we were hearing these words in the news, like lockdown, and I was like, shit, like what am I going to do? Like, I'm pregnant. I've got no savings because I've been renovating my house, or I was ploughing all my money into getting the house done. And I was like, right, I'm going to start saving this year. Then obviously it was like, what was it, February time, March time? He was like, yeah, you're going to have to shut. And I was like, oh my God, like what am I going to do? But we sort of, when the council sort of gave little grants to every business that's sort of played, like we paid no rates because we were so small, so we just sort of got like a 10 grand, there's your grant to get you through that sort of lockdown.
Yeah.
I said to Hannah and Amy, I was like, look, I think we should invest it. I was like, I think we should go bigger, and we're never gonna get 10 grand to throw onto us again.
So we've got no money, I'm having a baby, but let's get bigger.
Literally, so they were just, I knew, like, I did know, like, I was like, oh, I could just get all the stuff for the baby, and like, sort of, we could take 3 grand each and sort of have a great lockdown, like, summer sort of thing. But I was like, we're never going to get this opportunity again for money to be thrown at us. And we knew that the salon was sort of annoying us because it was tiny, and we had girls sort of wanting to come and rent space. And I was like, let's just go for it. So in May, we started looking at salons. And then in June, we signed for a salon with 1 month to open before the July 4th date.
Where's the new one then? Where's the new salon at?
So this is Stockton, Finkel Street, in the High Street. So, you know, there's that new whole sort of regeneration going on.
Yeah.
Our salon on our street, which is the oldest street in the actual town, is going to be like looking all over the park. So because they're listed buildings, they couldn't be knocked down. So we've got a really good place now. We had our heart set on another one, and when we went to go and view it, he was like, oh, the one that you actually want's gone. So we were like, oh, sound like, thanks for wasting our time. But he was like, but we've got this other one around the corner. And we were like, ugh, you know, and you sort of walk in, you're like, well, I don't want it anywhere, because we had our heart set on this one. And we got into it, and it was over two floors, and it was this massive space. And we were like, oh my God, yes. And we were just a bit cheeky. We were like, oh, you know, because it's lockdown, like, can we waive the deposit in? Can we like make the rent a little bit cheaper? Because we're like really struggling, but we can like bring, like, eventually we can bring all this business in. So they're like, yeah, all right then.
No way.
Fluttered our eyelashes, and I got a bit of a discount. And yeah, from June to July, we just absolutely caned renovating. Like, you wouldn't have thought I was 6 months pregnant. I was like up on ladders, like painting, like we were ripping up flooring. My boyfriend just like is absolute like DIY guru, so he like just took some time off, and we just absolutely smashed it.
So is it literally like, obviously, how much time did you have to actually grow the salon business whilst, like, because of the lockdown? Because you opened for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah. So sort of Amy opened, I got the sort of hype going with, because I was a bit crap on the socials, because I do all the socials for both, obviously, Ashes Lashes and Copper Rose. And on the socials for Copper Rose, I thought it was hard to like work full time, do my Ashes Lashes, do the Copper Rose. So I thought, when I was back at home and just sort of sat home, I was like, right, I'm going to sort of rebrand and then sort of try and build up again on the Copper Rose and build a hype for coming back and coming back with new salons. So we got people hyped up. But then it was hard again to like stick at it, because I obviously had a baby and I was doing my lashes.
Right. So just so I understand, Ashes, Lashes and Copper Rose, separate things.
Yeah. So the sort of concept of Copper Rose is me, Hannah and Amy, because Amy now became a partner. We sort of said to her, do you want to become a partner? So she put her own money into it to sort of like renovate the salon. So we're all sole traders. So Copper Rose is sort of just the name of the business, but it's not actually the business. So Copper Rose is a joint tenancy from me, Hannah and Amy. We rent that space, and then girls rent space off us. So every girl, we've got 6 girls there now, and we're going to continue to grow, because we've got other girls coming in. Everybody's self-employed, because for me, I wanted a salon where you sort of go to like these boss babes who make their own money, do their own thing. I didn't want their money. I just wanted the rent to help out with the bills, and then do their own thing, that they can do all the marketing, and I don't have to like sort of worry about other people and employing other people. Like, if they want to grow a business, they have to work at it themselves. So we all sort of
self-motivated to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's like, and I think it's a good vibe because we all sort of, nobody slacks because it's their
own
of,
money.
Yeah, their own livelihoods at the end of the
you
day.
Don't like, if you don't put the work in, you don't earn.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So is Ashes Lashes, you do the work in Copper Rose?
Yeah, so Ashes
Lashes. I get it now. I get it. I'm on track. I understand.
Just my thing that I've got. So obviously I've just done lash extensions over the years, but I'm going to branch out. So sort of when it was New Year and I'd had a few months of Jeannie, sort of like bringing her up and got to find the difficulties of being a new mum. After New Year, I was like, right, I'm going to smash it. So I sort of done a rebranding, and I've been doing courses and sort of like webinars and things. I just want to sort of throw myself back into it and get out there. So I've done like a course to do like the lash lift, and then I've just done the course. I'm doing the course to be a teacher. So for me, I sort of thought, right, I'm going to combine both my passions, like my teaching and my lashes, and go to the next level for me. So I want to become an academy.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
So I'm guessing from what you're saying, you like learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm also really thick. Like, I'm one of those people who's really dense. Like, you know, sort of lights are on, no one's in. But I'm
I don't doubt that, love.
No. I am the thickest, cleverest person. People have met. That's what they say to me. Like, they just don't get it at all.
You must obviously like doing it. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
So, what's been in terms of everything that you've done over the past? What we say in 7 years in total? Mm. Yeah. What's been the hardest part about that?
I'd say one of the biggest things was obviously the lockdown in a global pandemic. Like,
I mean, just shut that one.
Yeah, like that was just like a little curveball thrown in, wasn't it? But we sort of tried to turn it positive, obviously, with a new salon. But at the time, like, my God, I'm not even a stressy person. I'm really just really chill. But sort of coming back to this time last year, like, I found out I'm having a baby and we didn't know, there was so much uncertainty going back to work. And then obviously later on in the year when we're sort of opening back up, shutting, opening back up, the girls are like trying to start the new businesses. And I'm like, oh my God, like, well, how are we going to get out of this? But I do see the light now. And I'd say one of the struggles, not in sort of terms of work, but just in terms of being a mother, sort of being on my own in the hospital, like giving birth to Jeannie. Charlie only was there for an hour before she was born.
Oh, so that was shocking.
It was awful. I was there from the Monday, like 1 o'clock on the Monday I went in. I was induced because I was over, and it wasn't until the Wednesday morning at 4 a.m. she was born. So for that full time, even though I had a negative COVID test and I had my own room, they kept me on my own, and I was like, how is this a thing?
That's like, awful. And not to rub salt in the wound, but you've been robbed.
Absolutely.
Sugar, just dropped a bloody fork for him. Anyone who's been through that experience has been absolutely robbed, because it's so special and it's so nice. And I don't understand how they can. I mean, I know they've got to do what they've got to do, but Jesus, like, for people who have missed that, especially with it being your first.
Oh, no. Like, my friends were trying to say, and my family were like, look, it's made you stronger. And I was like, I know that, like, and you can pray, like, you can sort of be proud of yourself for doing it. But, like, at that time, you just want your partner there, or you want your mother there, and I was just like crying, like, send them like texts and pictures of me just crying, like, I'm still here, like, she's still, like, we actually didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, so I was like, they're still not here. I'm just like fuming and contracting every few minutes.
It so long? Why were you in labor for 48 hours?
I had four pessaries, and I was contracting every 3 minutes, so my little app was saying, oh, you're in established labour. So I was like, get in, they're going to come soon. And I was like texting Charlie, you better get ready, like, you're going to be coming in soon. And then just nothing was happening. They're like, yeah, you still have 1 centimetre. And I was like, how? Like, I'm contracting constantly. So obviously I didn't really get it. She just wasn't ready at all. And she was actually 9 days late, and she was only £6.10. So I think she just needed a few more weeks in there. Yeah.
Did you have like a natural birth as well?
Yeah.
Eventually did contract.
It sort of it was within an hour. I sort of went from 5 to 10. I went from like 1 to 5 in an hour, and then 5 to 10 in another hour. So it sort of just ramped up really quick. And
she was just gearing herself up for a good couple of hours.
Yeah. So that was a bit brutal.
So how has it been like since you've had Jeannie then? Like, balancing work and committing yourself to obviously making sure that the business is going well and committing to being a mum?
Yeah, I think I've probably learnt lessons from being at uni and sort of lashing and doing my volunteer and stuff. It's all about time management. Like, you've got to sort of use your time as best as you can. So obviously I'm breastfeeding and she just will not take the bottle. So I don't really get a break from her. Like, if I've not had a night off and I've sort of only sort of had 3 hours max away from her. So I have to try and do all these jobs whilst having Jeannie. Obviously I can't just neglect it and just put her down and be like, oh, I'm doing this. So when she's like napping or like on a night, I sort of put her down about 7:30. That's when I'm doing my socials, and on a morning when she's sort of just watching a bit of telly and she's sort of playing with her toys, I'll sort of edit my content and stuff then, and I'll get in touch with like lash people. I might do a bit of my course, or I might drop her at my mum's. A good support network obviously massively helps. So Charlie's parents and my mum, they've been having her a lot, just like an hour here and there, but obviously it means I can get on with.
Yeah, you can do something like wholeheartedly. Yeah. Attention.
Yeah.
What are you actually going to do when you're planning on going back to work? I know, obviously.
As soon as possible. I would have went back in January if obviously I was allowed. That was going to be the plan, but it's great that I've got my mum, I've got Charlie's mum, so they're going to have Jeannie one day each. And then
Saturday, what are you going to do if she's not taking the bottle?
Well, she'll be weaned, hopefully, by April. That's the plan. Like, it's obviously a bit earlier than I thought, but you're going to have to do what you have to do. Like, I've got no money.
Yeah.
I have to go to work instinct.
At least you're not having to buy baby milk.
No. Yeah, I have saved a little bit there. And I've actually learned, I think one thing that I bet a lot of people have learned is to live off nothing, like, and save, like, where you can, like, I'm literally just buying my food, buying my petrol, and I've got a B&M now and again. And that's
genuinely never spent so much money in Tesco.
Really? Or Tesco, yeah. Well, that's just, it's like, if you've got Tesco, you've got 60 quid straight away with 5 minutes in.
It's literally Tesco's now become everything. Like, I need your clothes, Tesco. I need something electrical, Tesco. I want a book, Tesco. I looked the other day and I was like, Jesus Christ, I could have had shares in Tesco, but because there's nothing else open or nowhere else to go, obviously I know there's Asda, but I'm Tesco till I die. So I've just been going there all the time. Like, obviously I know I've saved on, you haven't went nights out, you haven't been going like mad in terms of like clothes and stuff like that, but wow, anyone who needs good, decent clothes, especially for girls, by the way, F&F is mint.
Yeah, I see the influencers on Instagram. I'm like, bloody hell, when I've got more than £5 in my bank, I'm gonna get there.
Honestly, it's unbelievable. So what is the plan going forward then? So when you get back to work, you're gonna be you've got your support network. How do you feel about, I know you haven't done it yet, but how do you feel about setting time aside to make sure that you're growing the business? Like, is this like a baby to you as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm sort of, what I'm doing right now is, because I thought I would have been back at work, I've got the mentality that I'm back at work. So all the sort of stuff I'm putting on Instagram, like, I'm just trying to make up for lost time of not being actually at work. But I just need to sort of, like I said, utilise my time. So when she's in bed at night, that's when I'm going to be doing my socials for Copper Rose and Ashes Lashes. And then I'm going to work like 2 full days and a full day on a Saturday, then alternate, have the Saturday off. And then with my teaching, I'm going to sort of do that on a Sunday or a Monday, because that's just sort of like a 5-hour course. So that's just going to be, if I've got people, sort of students booked in, that's great. That's just going to be a bonus. But obviously I might not have them in every week. So for me, 2-3 full days 1 week and 2 full days next week, that's how I'm going to sort of balance it. And then obviously going forward as well, I think you should like work smarter, not harder. So I'm trying to make the same amount of money but not being physically in the salon as much as possible. So I'm going to sort of look into like setting up like maybe sort of webinars and like online manuals to help businesses sort of take off.
So you don't have to physically be away as much.
So for instance, like when people around me want to start like their own little businesses, they always sort of come to me for like, oh, I need help with this, with like the marketing or logos, or just like when to post on Instagram and stuff. And it's just things I've self-taught myself. You just learn over the years what doesn't work. And I think I could be making money out of this. Like, do you know what I mean? So that's where I'm going to sort of try and pull in money as well, not sort of being at the salon.
Just trying to handle the work.
Yeah.
How hard, seriously, like I majorly underestimated it, how hard is social media?
Oh my God, I know. Like, I get it why influencers are a frigging full time job.
It is
like,
actually a full time job.
Yeah, it is definitely.
You've like, got to be- I've had to outsource it now because I can't cope. I can't. Like, I'd get myself in a. It was genuinely stressing me out. Like, you know, making it, and you could never make, I couldn't anyway. I didn't have the, I've got a real issue with patience, you know, like, but I'm also a perfectionist. So I didn't have the patience to make it perfect. So I just thought, I'm not doing it. Fuck it. I can't do it. And it was so inconsistent. Like, to anyone who is struggling with social media and things, it is definitely better to outsource, I think, if you can, because money, like what you've just said there, you want to earn money, and there comes a time when you've got to work out what's more valuable, your time or the money you're sending out. So I worked out, I'm stronger at doing, like, my job's being in insurance, so I'm better doing insurance than I am at doing social media. I'll earn more money doing that in an hour than I would doing my posts. So get someone else to do it for you. Yeah, like, suppose, like, speculate to accumulate, and I just found it so stressful. So hats off to you if you're doing all that yourself, because there's a lot of work that goes into it, a hell of a lot of work.
I kind of enjoy it as well, though. Like, I get sort of be creative, and I'm perfectionist, and I am bad because I try and sort of take control of everything, like, especially with the salon, like, all the Copper Rose posts, it's all me. And I've been a bit quiet on it because I'm sort of been doing a rebranding for this coming, for the 2-year anniversary. I want to sort of... do a refresh rebrand. I want to build a website and stuff, and I could pay someone, but I just take over. Like, I want it done my way, so I'd rather just put it all onto me, just keep building this load.
Yeah, and especially while you're not actually having to physically work because of the lockdown, at least you can say, well, I did this out of it. Something has come from it, because it is, like, when you look back, you want to know, well, I know I couldn't work, but I did this in that time instead.
Like, I need to do my own journey, I think. I like being a busy person, so I'm all about, like, lists and sort of journaling. I'm like, I like to see what I've been, like, ticking off things, like, right, I've got that done today, I've got that done today. But I think that's a massive thing, people's mental health, that they need to know that they're doing something. Because when you get in that sluggish mood where you're just sort of in your room on your phone, I feel horrendous, do you know what I mean? I just feel sick.
Honestly. Literally had the same conversation with my friend last week. It's like you find yourself almost in a black hole when you get on social media sometimes.
Like 4 hours can pass and you're like on TikTok and Instagram and
you think, what have I done? I've done. Like, I sit, I'm a proper old school, I've got notepad after notepad, and every day I put to do, and I write down what I'm going to do, and it highlighted off with my little highlighter, and every time it gets to the end of the day, if I haven't finished something, it gets turned over at the next page, and I start again, and I like to physically see, well, I've done this and this, and this is left to do. Sometimes it's good to just keep it old school, and at least you know then if you are on your phone, which a lot of the time now you do earn money on your phone, whether you're applying to clients or learning or researching, it's good to physically see you actually doing something with that time on your phone rather than just being sat. And I find it depressing, I'll be honest, scrolling.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've completely changed my mindset about social media recently. Like, I've sort of, after having Genie, I just thought, I am absolutely done with these filters and hiding behind this. Why are we hiding behind these filters that sort of change our face and stuff? And I just think I want to come back and be a real person. Like, and I think it's working from a business point of view. People are like embracing it, and also they're putting posts on being like, I've been inspired by Ashes to not put my makeup on and or to show my imperfections. Like, I'll sort of take the mick out myself now instead of someone else doing it for me. So I'll show, like, I haven't had my Botox done, so my lines are all over, and I've got bad skin, and I've got a mum tum, like, you know what
you
I mean?
I'm absolutely mint. Like, you've got a 19 week old baby, I can't cope. Like, you look unreal. Like, I'm still trying to get rid of the baby weight from Alban. She's 3 in April. Like,
don't worry.
At some point, you're like, nah.
I just think there's so much pressure, isn't there? Like, I know it's just a cliche, like, the pressure sort of thing, but there is, and I just think, like, I'll have girls being like, oh God, look how amazing she looks. And I'm like, yeah, but look what amazing thing you've done. Like, you've got to focus on that instead of focus on what you don't have, focus on what you do have. Like, I don't care anymore. I don't know if it's just from being a mum now. I just sort of don't care about anybody's opinions, and I'm just embracing.
Do you think it's changed you? I've been a mum.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm thinking about her and what sort of world she's going to grow up in. And I thought, like, I can't be saying to her, you're so beautiful, don't use all these, like, when she's older, don't use these filters, and then me using them. So I'm trying to be more transparent and just sort of show me the real me. And I want her to be like that. I want her to know that she's so beautiful and she doesn't need to hide back behind these things. Maybe it's having a daughter as well, like, that changes things, like, watching how she's going to grow up in what world she's going to grow up in.
Did you shit yourself, though, the first time you did it?
What? Putting off?
Like, just literally be like, hi, like, this is how I am exactly as it is. Like, did it make you... Obviously, if you've been using filters and things before, it must be a bit uncomfortable to be like, this is me.
I don't know, really. I think you get past a point of caring. Like, I think I've been in such a good headspace that nothing's going to bring me down, so I don't care if somebody would put it in a group chat and be like, oh God, have you seen her skin? Like, it looking nothing faces me anymore. Like, I'm so happy with myself and where I am at, I'm at in life. I don't really care about sort of putting myself out there. I want people to do it. I want them to embrace themselves. And that's what I'm trying to, like, do through. I know I'm a lash girl as well, but I sort of want my sort of Instagram not to be not just about that, but about, like, encouraging girls to be real and sort of motivating them through my page.
Why are you in such a good headspace?
I'm definitely a believer of, like, the manifestation and the law of attraction and things like that. And I think I've got a friend, Lauren, and we're both sort of been bouncing off each other every day, sending each other voice notes, like, pushing each other on. And obviously the journaling, like, making lists. Like, my mum got me the Mrs. Hinch, like, list books for my birthday. And it's just helped me so much. Like, even the goals a month ago that I wrote down, I've ticked them off and I'm like, oh my God, I've done them. Like, and it's just, I think, just continuing with that, continuing with, like, positive thoughts and thinking, like, just trust the process. So when the sort of hurdle comes your way, you've just got to realise that it's put there to test you, but it's going to happen eventually, whatever you want. And that's just how I feel at the moment.
That's amazing. It definitely, honestly, like, major change when you get your head right. Because I didn't, when I started, when I went self-employed 2 years ago, I thought, like, the secret and manifestation, all I thought was a lot of shit. I was literally like, you get what you work for, end of. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you work hard and you get you reap the rewards. And then when I actually got my mind and looked into it and like, I read The Secret, listened to The Secret. I don't read, I don't have the patience. So I listened to The Secret. I think I listened to it 3 times before it sunk in. And I was like, wow. And it just naturally started. It just changed my life. And everyone who I speak to, it was like, oh, like, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? I'm like, because I set in my head what I want and I'll get it because I know I'm going to get it. But if you don't believe in yourself, how the hell are you expecting anyone else? Or how are you expecting it to come to you if you don't even have that belief in yourself? And I think people sometimes, me included, roll their eyes and think, fuck off, it's a lot of shit. Like, shut up.
Oh, yeah. Like, my boyfriend does that sometimes. He's just like, you're a hippie.
Yeah, like, it's like cringe. Like, people do cringe over it, but it genuinely works. And at the end of the day, if it makes you feel like a happier, more positive person, who gives a shit whether people agree or not?
Any trouble, is it?
It's like, it's only going to bring more positive impact to your life. That good vibes, good life is good as well. That Vex King.
Yeah. I haven't read that one. I've read a load of, like, I am massively into my books, and I've read like a lot of similar ones. I think I didn't read it purely because I'd read 10 others that were sort of saying the same thing, but I do want to read that one because I know I sort of came from a bad background into a good sort of life, didn't I? So
it's very easy to read. Like, The Secret was like hell. Anyone who can read that.
I did an audio book.
Hats off to you, anyone listening who's read The Secret, because I literally got 2 pages and I was like, this is, it may as well be wrote in French. Like, what is it? But the audio was better. What book would you suggest? I'm interested. What book would you advise?
Oh, let me think. So the one I've literally been listening to, which is sort of a practice book from this year, is by Emma Mumford. And she's like a sort of spiritual queen podcaster. That's where I found her through podcast. And it's called Positively Wealthy. And I'd absolutely urge anybody to go for it. And it's about manifesting wealth into your life and sort of not taking wealth as like money in your hands, but different types of wealth and practicing gratitude and acceptance and sort of putting yourself out there into the universe about what you actually want in life. And honestly, so I started that in January. And there's some days where I forget to read it because I'm absolutely knackered after doing, you know, a normal day. But the things that has happened in my life, like I'm moving house, and me and my partner are buying one together. And we went and viewed a house. My house wasn't even finished. My house wasn't even up for sale. I hadn't even sold my house. And we went and viewed this house because we kept visioning it. I was like, that's the house, that's the house. And I haven't even told anybody about it, really. I've just sort of kept it to myself. And anyway, it's actually been finalised today that it's sold to us.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations.
Like, yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. So we like a good project, me and Charlie. So we're gonna sort of, this is our new family home that we're gonna get. But like, and even like sort of money came through like the salon account that I didn't expect, and we weren't told we were getting. Then we got sort of extra help, and I was like, wow, like this is happening, it's a bit weird. So I really, really like advise that book. And I'd say Sarah Knight, Getting Shit Done. I read that one 2 years ago now, and that's about making lists and prioritising things in your lists. I really enjoyed that one.
Them two books.
Yeah.
I'm trying to listen, I'll let you know.
12 Rules of Life, I started it, was very intense, very wordy, and it's like you've got to go back to it, like what the sort of premises of, I only got halfway through and I've put it down. I think I'm going to do it audio instead. But that's about sort of 12 set rules to get you through life. Like the first one's like stand up straight, like believe in yourself, just basic, like stand up and believe in who you are and what you want, and it'll happen. So yeah, anything that's sort of self-motivating, I absolutely love.
Oh, mint. I'm the same as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
So for Jeannie, what would you love her to learn from you and from what you're doing?
I'd say to her, please unapologetically be yourself. Like, please don't look at other girls and say I want their life, because you just don't know what you're being shown on social media and things like that. I want her to embrace her imperfections, like I said, and if she's got anything she's worried about, I want her to be able to talk to me. I love the relationship we've already got, and she's only 4 months old, so I can't wait to see how that goes. I definitely want her to sort of learn to work hard and be sensible over money, because I think we all go through a stage where, like, when I was younger, you prioritise your money wrong totally. But I just took a step back and I thought, this, like, now I'm absolutely skint in the terms of I'm not buying myself anything, but the money I have had, I've invested in my future.
Yeah.
And I want to learn, like, work hard and be sensible with your money, because it does pay off in the long run. And I just wanted to be happy and learn, sort of educate herself through different things, not just through school, but, like, I'd love to take her travelling and see, like, sort of different cultures and stuff. Yeah, that's it really. Well, not that's
sounds
not
decent,
it,
but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good few things.
Yeah,
but no, that's been amazing, love, and there's a lot more than meets the eye.
Yeah,
because you've done a lot in a short space of time.
I have had a busy, hectic life, but I also don't get stressed about it. I just sort of take it in my stride and crack on with the next venture. So that'll be like the next part of my life now, teaching in a new house and see where that goes.
Well, make sure you're putting it all over on your social media and things, because like you say, it is part of, sometimes we sort of not feel embarrassed, but we don't showcase what we're actually getting from doing all this and what's coming from it. And I think it'd be nice, especially if you're wanting to sort try and empower women to go for it and be themselves. Where can people find you on socials?
So my lash page on Instagram, I'm just purely on Instagram with the lashes, that's Ashes, so A-S-H-E-S Lashes X. Copper Rose, it's Copper Rose HB for Hair and Beauty, and that's got a Facebook page as well, Copper Rose Hair and Beauty. My private Instagram is just Ashley Ellen X. And that's it really. I'm sort of going to rebrand in Copper Rose, that's going to like be all exciting next week when it's our birthday. But it's mainly probably Ashes Lashes I'm on at the moment, sort of where I'm really trying to sort of engage and empower like other girls to sort of go for it.
It's amazing. Well, thank you very much for your time, love. I've really appreciated it.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.